Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, and this is where we fiercely empower women in business and in life. Make sure that you share today's podcast with another female friend because this is a juicy one. Trust me, this is going to be a great topic today. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think is really important to understand about moving forward. I know y'all set New Year's resolutions, or maybe you've stopped doing that because you just never finish them. We're going to talk a little bit about that today too, because most of you have already ended and quit your New Year's resolutions. But have you ever caught yourself saying, I'll do that when I'm ready? When I'm ready to launch the offer, ready to post the video, when I'm ready to do a live, when I'm ready to ask for a raise, ready to leave a job, ready to step into the room like the authority that you already have. But here's the truth. Ready isn't a feeling. Ready is an action. And getting ready is one of the sneakiest, prettiest excuses that women use to stay small without realizing they're doing it. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it just in case. Getting ready is one of the sneakiest, pretty excuses women use to stay small without realizing that we're doing it. So today I'm going to unpack why getting ready is a facade, okay? And how it really quietly sabotages your success and what powerful women actually do instead. So that's why you want to share today's episode with a friend. So, ready. It's the socially acceptable form of procrastination wrapped in perfectionism with a little bit of fear. Think about it. I'm getting ready. When I'm ready, I will do this. When I'm ready, I'll do that. It's almost ready. It's going to be ready soon. I'm getting ready. I'm getting the motivation. And then you don't do it. Look, women are taught to prepare more, overthink more, and prove more before we even take a step forward. Have you noticed that? But the men, they're taught to step forward and figure it out publicly. But we don't want to embarrass our men, right? Come on. It has been so ingrained in us to believe that we have to prepare. I mean, even our food, we have to prepare our food. No, you just get in and you make it. I don't know about you, but I've never prepared any food. I get in there, I make it, they eat it, we wash up. Okay, it's just that simple. But getting ready, it feels productive, right? That mindset, I'm getting ready, I'm doing something, I'm moving forward. It's often avoidance disguised as professionalism, right? When it's professional, I'll get it out there. Ladies, I have done my best to be professional, but let me tell you, sometimes you just got to get out there. And if somebody doesn't think it's professional, now I'm not saying like totally muck it up, okay? I'm talking about do your best, have excellence with what you do and what you say, you know, right away. Don't underestimate that part of it, but don't sit in avoidance or procrastination or all of these things because you're getting ready. Because it's a facade that it feels productive. It's not productive. You're just sitting there. Look, men apply for jobs at 60% qualified. They're not even qualified for the job, but they'll go with 60% and they'll have the bravado on that says, I'm ready. Okay, I'm stepping in. Women wait until we're 120% qualified And then we have a backup plan with a backup plan with a backup plan. Oh, and a spiritual confirmation from the universe that has to come in. Like, ladies, get 60% and get in there and get moving. 60% is way better than Zippo. What is happening? Okay. Getting ready feels safe. I get it. But safety doesn't build empires. It doesn't build the kind of business that you're dreaming about. Just pointing it out there. I just want you to understand that that's the reality of it. And I want you more than anything else to be successful. That's the reason I do this podcast, is because I want women to step in and be successful, to be able to take care of their families, to be able to take care of themselves. So many families divorce is at like 50% right now in the United States. How are you going to take care of yourself if you're divorced? You're raising kids, being a single parent. How about in your golden years? I don't want you to get ready to get ready to get ready. What I want you to do is to take action and get into it now. So let me talk about how getting ready, right? It gets dangerous. So in business, it gets dangerous when you're waiting to launch until the website is perfect. Because then you just keep waiting and waiting and waiting. Your website's never going to be perfect, just so you know. And how I know this is because of my own websites. Here's the reality. It's an ever-changing technology world. And we're going to have our website ready, but guess what? In 6 months, websites are going to change again. People are expecting something different, and we have to change and do something completely different. So it's never going to be perfect. Because why? Well, because it's ever-changing. It's also dangerous waiting to speak until you feel confident. I'll tell you, like, when I first started speaking, y'all aren't going to believe it, but I was a Pampered Chef consultant for 10 years. My first, I don't know, 100 shows, I was shaking in my boots. My voice was shaking. Okay. And the first ones were in front of family and friends, and I was still shaking, right? Because public speaking, we have been taught to believe that public speaking is scary. No, what's scary is not being prepared for it. But waiting to speak until you feel confident, waiting to speak up until you're confident. No, confidence comes when you're brave enough to step in and do it anyway. That's how confidence is built. And if you're waiting for confidence to show up, then you're going to keep waiting. And that's where it's dangerous in business. How about waiting to charge premium rates until somebody else validates you? Pick a number. Pick a number that you do. You're going to charge people for this year. You know, when I first started in coaching, I remember that I had to set my coaching rates. And I was like, oh, you know, okay, I'll set my coaching rates. And all of my coaching friends are like, oh, Kimberly, that's too much. Nobody's going to hire you. Like, are you kidding me? Guess what? They hired me. And my friends who were charging $20 an hour for coaching, where I was charging at least 100 back then. This is, you know, 20 years ago, ladies. Right? Like, if I waited for somebody to validate me, I wouldn't have made it. Okay. I wouldn't have made it as a coach. So don't wait for people to validate you. Pick a number. I raise my prices every single year, even if it's by $10, $25, whatever it is. I make a conscious choice to raise it just a little bit. Now, I let all my current clients go, hey, do you want to be grandfathered into this price? Pay it now before the end of the year, because next year it's going up. December covers that, right? How about this one? I know this one so well with so many women, is waiting to hire help until you're drowning. Well, I'm getting ready. I gotta get the things in place so that I can make the money so that I can hire help. Let me tell you about one of my former clients, Linda, who was running a business. She had a glass shop, and Linda was over her head. Okay. She was drowning in numbers. She hadn't paid the IRS. She hadn't paid her taxes, you know, for her employees, all of that stuff, because she was just drowning and she couldn't keep up with the everyday things. And I'm like, you've got to get these books done. And she hired me to get her in shape. Well, going through her stuff, she thought, well, if I hire Kimberly, then Kimberly's going to help me get it done. She's going to be on me so I get it. The problem wasn't that she wasn't getting stuff done. The problem is she had too much for one person, too much for her to handle. So she did. She hired somebody. She got somebody in there. They got it done. See, look, if you hire for a temporary thing and you don't lollygag and you have everything, like, this is what needs to happen. It doesn't have to look pretty. You guys can figure it out while you're in it and you get it done quickly. She was able to get that done. Once she was able to get that done, we had many things in place. Then I could offer her somebody who could help her with an offer and compromise with the IRS. Then she could go do that. And she did. She ended up with an offer and compromise. She ended up paying off her tax debt, which she got that done. She got everything in place. She got her books ready. And guess what? She sold her business because she didn't want to deal with that hassle anymore. And her husband had been running that business forever. And it was time for them to retire. If you're waiting for help until you are drowning, you're going to end up in trouble like she was. She was in trouble. Don't wait to get the help that you need. Women have so often, we wait until it's almost too late to ask friends for help. Help with, you know, your mental health, help with taking care of your kids, looking after something. Hey, how do I balance my checkbook? Like somebody, I know a lot of people aren't doing checkbooks anymore, but you know what? You still got money coming in. You got to maintain that account. Waiting to set boundaries until you feel strong. You start feeling stronger when you set those boundaries, right? There's a philosophy. It's called be, do, have. When I have this, it's have, do, be, right? Most people are in the have, do, be mindset. When I have this, I'll be able to do this, and then I can be this, right? Waiting to set boundaries until you feel strong. When I have boundaries, you know, when I feel strong, when I have that strength, I'll be able to set those boundaries and then I'll be a confident woman. No, you have to reverse it. Instead of have, do, be, it's be, do, have. When I be confident, when I set boundaries, when I feel strong, I'll have the boundaries in place and I'll be able to have the kind of life that I want. So be, do, have. I'll have it because I've been this. So think about that, waiting to take care of your health until you have more time. Guess what, ladies? We're running out of time. Time is marching on with or without us, right? You've got to take care of your health. I get it. Like people look at me and they're like, Kimberly, you're this overweight business person. I get it. I am this year, right? I bounce just like everybody else. I know my doctor says the only thing that she can yell at me about is my weight. Got it. Like, go ahead, yell. Like, I know I sit too much in front of a computer working. And I just, there's a, you know, at my work, it's unsafe to walk around. I don't choose to do that. I have to like leave, go someplace that's safe in order for me to do anything. I don't like gyms. I don't like all that coughing and sweating and touching everybody's stuff. I never have, even pre-COVID. So I get it, right? But let me tell you, I still take care of my health. I just have weight. I'll figure it out again, like I always do when I'm ready, but I'm not getting ready. It's not even like, okay, whatever. I'm not there. Right now, I'm ready on business. I'm ready on the podcast. I'm ready to do stuff. If you haven't noticed all the stuff that I'm doing, then okay. But I'm doing it. Waiting to rest until everything is done. Right? Like I know I can get caught up in that one, right? There is so much to do in a week. You know, I say to people, like, I do payroll. And they're like, oh, you do that, what, every other week? Because I'm like, no, I do weekly payroll. With weekly payroll, I pay weekly payroll taxes. I have to prepare what we call the wizard, which is getting everything ready in our system so that it can push out all the right numbers in our invoicing as well as in our payroll. So I got to prepare that, get it done, then get the next thing, get it done, next thing, all, every single week. When I tell people that, they're like, oh my gosh, nobody wants to pay payroll on a weekly basis. Well, in my industry, you have to. The state requires it because they consider security like a temp agency. And temp agencies have to pay on a weekly basis because they're only going to be there for a short period of time. So somehow we fell into that category. The state says I have to pay on a weekly basis. Most people pay biweekly or pay monthly. Like, that's okay for most companies. It's not okay for me. So I'm constantly in it. if I waited until I was ready, I'd still be waiting and my employees wouldn't be paid, right? But think about it this way for you. If you wait until you're ready, you're still going to be waiting while somebody else with half of your experience is cashing the checks and building influence that you're not. I know, that kind of like the knife that just dug in, right? Let me repeat that. If you wait until you feel ready, you'll still be waiting while somebody with half your experience is cashing the checks and building the influence because you're not. So how else does this show up? It shows up in overthinking, right? I'm a thinker for days, okay? But I'm not going to get caught up in overthinking and not move forward. Analysis paralysis. All right, you analysts out there. I know you. I am you. Like, I get it. There have been times when I've gotten stuck in analysis paralysis, but I have to move through it fast and quickly and move forward because that's the speed of business. Imposter syndrome. Been there, done that too. Okay. Like, come on, ladies. Imposter syndrome is just what it is. It's an imposter. It's a lie that we tell ourselves to hold ourselves back. Go back and listen to my podcast on that. Perfectionism, often disguised as professionalism. Now, I'm a recovering perfectionist. Been there, done that. Look, it shows up for us, especially those of us that want to achieve great things. Because we've been told we have to prepare for everything. You don't hear too many men having imposter syndrome. You don't hear about too many men who have perfectionism disguised as professionalism. Very few men get stuck in analysis paralysis. Now, some men overthink, but they don't stay there long. This is the majority of the time, this is a woman's issue. Over-preparing and under-executing. You've heard that saying, right? About when you get new clients, like, you under-promise and over-deliver, right? You're over-prepared, but you're under-executing. That's the problem. You need to shift that around, right? I want to over-execute and under-prepare. Not really, but what you want to do is you want to tell your clients you're going to give them this, and then you give them exceptional service. When you do that, it makes up for anything that you might have missed along the way. If you didn't prepare properly or whatever, like, stop waiting. Endless courses and certifications without any action. How many of you have been certified and you've taken this course and you've taken this course and you go to this retreat and you go to this retreat, but you're not doing anything, right? You're a professional taker, taking this course and taking that course and doing this. Like, I have my accreditation for coaching. I got my accreditation from the Worldwide Association of Business Coaches. I did that like almost 20 years ago when coaching was still kind of new. And then I have a certification. I was the first certified coach, direct selling coach for the direct selling world with the Direct Selling Women's Alliance. Like, I have those. Do I have some other certifications? Yes, they were byproducts of something that I wanted to learn. I'm not going out looking for certifications. I'm going out to get skill sets and things like that, that I might end up with a certification. But I don't have all these certifications listed at the end of my name, right? Because my focus is about doing business. How many of you are out there planning instead of pitching? Like, I just want to keep doing it and keep practicing and have my script and get it all ready so that I can pitch, so that I can make that sale. Learning instead of leading. Again, going to all the classes, learning skills, but you're not leading anything. You're not leading anybody. You have stalled revenue, missed opportunities, right? An invisible leadership presence. You're a leader, but nobody knows it. You get into burnout from busy but not bold work. You're busy to be busy to busy. Look, I'm a busy bee. I get it. Busy, busy, busy. I love my bees, right? You can be a busy bee, but you have to be busy, bold bee, right? Think of it as, Yeah, bees are cute and all of that. And I'm a busy little bee running around. But if you're a bold bee, you have a stinger and you're not afraid to use it. Right? And not in a bad way, but like, get out of my way. I am on a mission. Don't stop me. Don't catch me. Don't try to hold me back. Right? That's the kind of busy bee you want to be, the one with the stinger. Busy women, get ready. Powerful women, get visible. What are you doing to get visible? So why do women fall into this getting ready trap? Well, fear of judgment. Women are conditioned to be likable, not powerful. Being visible, it invites critique. Somebody's going to critique me. Somebody's going to say I did it wrong. Somebody's going to say they didn't like how I did it. Don't wear that outfit. Don't wear this. Put your hair another way. Guess what, people? You're going to get critiqued. It's just how it is. Judgment is out there. It's everywhere. Pardon me. Keyboard warriors are everywhere. Okay. Have you noticed? Like, there's just something about being a powerful woman that says, hey, please shoot arrows at me. But get over it. Men get critiqued and they're like, oh, okay. And they move on. Women get critiqued and it's like an arrow to our soul. We need to put up our shield, that shield, the armor of God, put it up there, put that shield there, and those arrows cannot penetrate your soul. Yeah, that might sting a little bit. Guess what? You'll be fine. You don't need an EpiPen for this one. All right. You just keep moving forward. You just keep taking action because guess what? The people who are critiquing, they're not taking action. They're too busy paying attention to what everybody else is doing instead of taking action and doing what they need to do. I ain't got time for that. What was that meme many years ago? Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that. I sure don't. The other trap is perfectionism as a form of protection. Perfectionism says, if I'm flawless, no one can reject me. How many of you out there have been perfectionists and you're single? Right? It happens. You're not flawless. We all have in imperfect things. We all have imperfect actions that we've done. We've all made mistakes, had failures. I don't care how perfect you think that you are. And guess what? People will reject you for being nice. People will reject you for doing the right thing. People will reject you for making more money. People are just going to do that. It goes back to that judgment thing, right? How about social conditioning? Women are praised to be prepared, cautious, and responsible. Men are praised for being bold, decisive, and visionary. God forbid we should flip that. We need some more men who are a little more responsible sometimes, right? A little more prepared. But let me tell you, ladies, we can be bold. We can be decisive. We can be the visionaries. And to say anything different is somebody who's been programmed wrong. The other thing is, past trauma, past experiences. Look, we've made mistakes, all of us, right? We've fallen on our face. Sandra Bullock, right? In Miss Congeniality. Oops, I've already been done that, right? Look, we've been publicly wronged, been criticized, been told to stay in our lane, said that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not whatever. I remember my ex-husband used to say to me, like, you only speak in one syllable words. I have an infant at home all day and you're not around. What else am I supposed to speak with? Come on. Like, that one was a soul hit at first. And then I was just like, whatever, that's your immaturity, not mine. Right? We have been publicly wronged in many ways. Look at our pay gaps. It's still, that's publicly wrong. Right? Look how women are still treated in government. Wrong. Right? We want to hire somebody who looks like a woman and not really have a woman. Like, no. Sorry, I'm not saying anything against preferences. I'm saying that we need to stop pretending that it's supposed to be okay. Getting ready is often fear in a business suit. So how does getting ready sabotage your success? Let me explain it to you. It delays your momentum. Success compounds with action, not preparation. We need you to get into action, stop delaying it, because you're delaying your momentum. You're delaying your space to move forward in life. You're delaying, let's get this train moving. Okay. I want you to get this train moving. It shrinks visibility. Leaders are seen, heard, and felt. Preparation, getting ready, is invisible. Nobody can see it. Nobody knows what you're doing. Nobody sees you. It reinforces self-doubt. The longer that you wait, the bigger the mental hurdle becomes. Have you ever noticed that? You just keep waiting and waiting, and then it just feels like this ginormous thing that you just can't get over that hurdle, and then you quit it, you shift it, you're like, oh, it's not going to work. It creates a false identity. You start identifying as the student instead of the CEO. You don't hold your head high. You don't say, I am the CEO. I own this space. Get out of my way, people, because I know where I'm going. I know where I'm leading this train. It creates that false identity is, I'll get there someday. Look, I can be a student at life and be a strong CEO for my business. Those are two completely different things. Don't tell people, oh, I'm just here because I'm learning all the time. No, how about I'm learning and I'm teaching, I'm leading, I'm showing the way. That false identity that, yeah, I'm the CEO, but no, there's no but. And I don't care if you call yourself the chief executive officer, the chief empowerment officer, the, I don't know, choose to, you know, educate often. I don't, whatever you want to call that CEO, call it, but own it. See, the problem that I found, especially with women, is women don't want to call themselves CEOs because they don't want to be connected to that corporate space out there. The problem with that thinking is that the problem with that thinking is that CEO, chief executive officer, is a known title of somebody who is the head of the company. If you are the head of the company and CEO and you're not using CEO, nobody knows that you are the known head of that company. Do you see where that becomes a problem when you're trying to do business? Look, I've been in business with my husband. God bless him. He's awesome at women leaders. Like he just thinks that's the greatest thing, right? So I'm the CEO. He's the president. He is not afraid to say that. I am not afraid to say that, right? And not because I think that he has less value. He doesn't have less value. We have equal value, but there has to be a head. Look, I don't know about you, but my body has one head, one decider, me right here, one head, right? If we have a company that people don't understand who the head is, it makes it hard for people to go to the right places. It makes it hard for people to know how to invite you, right? People know I am the head. Start identifying as the head because it's nationally known, internationally known. Everybody knows what a CEO is. They don't know what a spiritual advisor is. They think that's the Pope or a coach. That's, you know, coach has shifted, right? It used to be it's all about sports. Now a coach is pretty much everybody. There's no differentiation between a coach and a consultant and a mentor anymore. So you're kind of stuck in that. I'm the CEO of my companies. You don't become powerful by preparing. You become powerful by deciding. All right. Are you getting the gist? As one of my mentors says, are you tracking with me? Look. Let's create a superhero shift today. Okay. Ready, you have to understand, ready is an action. It is not a feeling. Most people are waiting for that feeling to come in. When I'm ready, when I feel ready, stop trying to feel it. It's not going to come because it's not real. It's a perceived thing. Ready is an action. When you take action, that feeling starts to come because the momentum gets created. I want you to be very clear is that you need to reframe it. You don't feel ready. You decide ready. You decide you're ready to do it. You decide you're ready to launch. You decide you're going to get a raise. You decide in your business how you're going to show up at your business, at your company. Maybe you're an employee. You're going to decide that you need a raise from your boss. How do you do it? You find out exactly what it is that they need from you in order to get that raise. Don't underestimate having that conversation. But you need to reframe that mindset. You don't feel ready. You decide ready. So let's talk about the decisions that you can make. Powerful women do this instead. We act before confidence is there. Confidence is the result of action, not the prerequisite. We need to step into action and do the things that are necessary to be confident. Like I said, when you step into that bravery, it's an action. Stepping into bravery, you create confidence. Launch before it's perfect. Perfection is a moving target, okay? You're never going to reach it. Launching is a leadership decision. I want you to start launching things. Yeah, some of them are going to be a bust. Okay, move on. Have I had busts in my past? Absolutely. Every successful person has. Look, even Warren Buffett has made some bad decisions on stocks, but he's made some really great decisions on stocks, right? It's just a leadership decision. Speak before it's polished. Authority grows through voice, not silence. If they can't hear you, if they don't know that you're there, they're not going to buy. They're not going to trust. They're not going to listen. So speak before it's polished. Look, even here on my podcast, one of the things I've chosen is I don't edit out my podcast. If I say the wrong word, I say it. If I can't remember a word, I'll say I don't remember, but it'll come back to me, right? Like you're going to get some little hiccups in here because I just know that for me, I'm not stepping into perfectionism with this. I just want to do my thing and move on. But that's me. I'm stepping in, I'm doing my thing, and I'm moving to the next thing and the next thing. Decide before you're comfortable. Look, comfortable never created a legacy. Okay. Notice people who have great legacies, they got uncomfortable. Right. I just watched Alex H, who climbed the Taipei 101 building, right? With no ropes, no safeguards, you know, crazy stuff. He's created a legacy by doing something that was not comfortable. Okay. Some powerful moves, superheroes. Come on, let's some action steps that you can take. So I have my little CEO framework here, so I'll give that to you. The first thing that you want to do is decide a date. Pick the date that you will launch, post, pitch, or start. No renegotiations. Choose the date and make it happen. Heck, starting my podcast, I was trying to get my podcast going and I was not renegotiating the date. And people weren't ready. My website wasn't ready. I did it anyway. Number two, define the minimum viable boldness. Look, what that means is that you're defying how bold you will be. The smallest bold action that you take today, what is it? What could be the smallest bold action that you take today? It doesn't have to be gigantic bold actions. You can start with small little actions. And guess what? Do 30 bold actions, small bold actions a month, and that's big. Everybody's waiting for the big thing. No, you do the small bold actions every day. Decide what it is, define it, what it is, and take the action. How about some public accountability? Look, there's two thoughts on this one, right? Tell everybody is one thought, and then you'll do it. Does everybody really need to know? All those naysayers that are not really supporting you? When I talk about public accountability, it's tell your coach, your mentor, or your friends that really support you in moving forward. When you do that, when you tell them, they can hold you accountable. And when you do that, it creates a visibility that locks in commitment. So create some public accountability, whichever way you want to do it, either publicly for everybody or just publicly to the few that you know that are supporting you and will help you to move forward, that are cheering you on and saying you can do it. Number four, build while you're doing it. Look, learn on the runway, not in the hangar. Okay? In the hangar, the airplane is sitting still. What you can do is you can learn as you're going down the runway. Before you even take off, you're learning, but you're taking action. You're rolling down the, see, you want to learn on the runway. Then you get into flight and you're learning new things, right? The hangar is not going to get there. Look, you can do simulation all you want. I remember in high school, so this was a long time ago, right? In high school, we had our driver's ed classes. In our driver's ed class, we had a simulator. We sat into this thing, this video went by, and we got to drive with this steering wheel. That was in the hangar, right? But when I got out to the car, the learning curve was not quite the same. You had to learn, right? And look, I had been driving for years when I went to the police academy and we did the driver's defense course. Everything that I'd learned from the simulator into my everyday life was still completely different. See, you can't learn when you're sitting in there in simulation. So I need you to build while you're on the runway, while you're out there driving. It's the same thing. Business needs the momentum. It needs the action. It needs movement. So build while you're doing it. And number five, normalize imperfect execution. Messy action is a leadership skill. Okay, I'm calling it. Messy action is still a leadership skill. It's going to be messy sometimes, right? I've occasionally throughout the 35 years I've been in business, right? I've had to say, you know, I'm sorry, that's not the right thing to do. Let's do something different. Let's shift that. How would you do it? Because I'm kind of a hot mess right this second. Messy action is a leadership skill. Stop being afraid of it. Think of it as a skill. I'd rather have messy action than zero action, because that's even messier. There's no income coming in. There's no connections happening. There's, you know, business doesn't work. You're hobbyists. You're not even making it to hobby. Okay. Look, if I didn't get into action, uncomfortable, messy action, if I didn't, you know, get on that runway and start learning how to do things, I wouldn't be in business today. Right? Imagine taking on a leadership role in a male-dominated industry. The CEO, look, so many people said to me, oh, are you still, you know, working in your husband's business? I'm like, yep, we're still running that business. I don't even need to correct them. They're ignorant enough to not pay attention, right? Think about it. Speak before you get ready. Oh, like I said, I was a Pampered Chef consultant. Like I said, for 10 years while I was running my business, because I had to make other money. And I wanted to do that around my kids' school and everything else, around my husband's schedule. If I had waited until I felt ready, I wouldn't have built a multi-million dollar company in a male-dominated industry at all. So you stuck in your head, you get caught up, you're not doing anything. How about a few superhero in heels power affirmations for you? Just a few that you could write down, that you could, you know, repeat on a regular basis when it comes to moving out of the mindset of getting ready and into the mindset of getting into action. So the first one is, I don't wait for ready, I decide ready. Come on, repeat it after me. I don't wait for ready, I decide ready. All right, if you're not repeating, come on, we got to get these movement into you. How about this one? Action creates confidence. Repeat after me. Action creates confidence. The next one is, my voice builds my authority. My voice builds my authority. And the last affirmation I'm going to give you is, I am ready because I said so. I am ready because I said so. This week, I just want you to notice every time that you're saying, I'm getting ready, and you want to replace that with, I'm doing it now. Oh, I'm doing this. Because superheroes don't wait to feel brave. They move and bravery follows. Confidence is built when you step into that bravery. We don't want to sit back and wait any longer, ladies. It's time to step out. And it's not just doing on social, your Instagram, your TikTok, and getting out there just to be seen, but you have to create action. When they see you, what do you want them to do? Create the next action step and the next action step. You want them to pay you? You have to tell them. You have to ask for it. You have to pitch the sale and then ask for the sale and then create the sale and then execute the information, the knowledge, the skill, the product, the service. So don't wait to feel brave. Because superheroes, ladies, we move and that bravery follows us. If you feel this was powerful enough for other women, you know some women who are getting ready to get ready. Some women who are just sitting there. They think they're doing business right, but they just don't understand that this concept is there. Share this podcast. Have them direct message me. They can tag me on social. Or join me over in the Hive Hangout. The Hive Hangout is my membership. Come on over, KimberlyBorgans.com, KimberlyBorgans.com, KimberlyBorgans.com. Click on the Hive and come in and join me. No more saying that I'm getting ready to get ready. Because getting ready, it's the biggest lie in business. Have a wonderful week. Be blessed. And know you too can be a superhero no matter what heels you're wearing.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com. Where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.